This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1891. What you need is this amazing English vocabulary. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
What we want is to help you learn how to use native, modern, and less formal grammar structures in business English, like native speakers do. Update your grammar repertoire today.
Hey there, Aubrey. How's everything going today?
I'm great, Lindsay. How are you?
Glad to see you on camera. Guys, we're on YouTube today as well as on the podcast. So go check out our YouTube channel. Aubrey, we are on there. We try to record some videos once in a while, some of these podcast episodes on YouTube. How is it different for you when we're on video versus just the mic?
It really does make a difference when I can see your reactions when I'm recording with Jessica and she's laughing. Like, we have to actually try to hold back the laughter sometimes. But it is. It's fun. You see our facial expressions and our hand gestures, and it is more interactive. If you're a visual learner, I highly recommend you watching the video of the podcast recording.
Yeah, we're going to be doing some exciting things over on YouTube this fall, right, Aubrey? So we are ready and excited to try new things over there. So guys, go over and subscribe to the YouTube channel for All Ears English. All right, good stuff. So where are we getting started today for our listeners?
Well, we have a little question. I can ask you this, Lindsay. Yeah. What is something you need to get done today?
Oh my gosh. Today, what I need to get done is that I need to make some calls to California because I've been helping out my aunt who's getting older. And, you know, this is what we do for our family members. Yes. As, you know, as our family members get older, we're taking care of her. So I need to make some calls to California, taking a trip out there next week.
The roles kind of reverse, right? I bet when you were younger, she took care of you. I bet she, baked you cookies and took care of you, maybe watched you when your parents were out of town. And now it's your turn to take care of her. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, we try to do our best for our family members, right? And I think our listeners know that maybe even more so than we do here in the U.S., right? It's families true. Stick really close together in different countries, as what I've seen through my travels. And you've probably seen that too, Aubrey, right?
Definitely. I agree. I feel like the United States could learn lessons in that from other countries for sure. 100%. But let's dive in here, because the question I asked you when I just said, you know, what do you need to get done is related to a very good listener question that we got on YouTube.
Yes.
And we want to dive into this because you guys need to know this. You need to be able to use this, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, I love it. So I'm going to go ahead, Aubrey, and read the question for our listeners, and then we're going to answer it. We're going to dive right in. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Our listener says, thanks for the amazing podcast. I'm a big fan of All Ears English, and I've learned a ton from you guys. I have a question that's been bothering me for some time, and I was hoping you could help me out here. I'm confused with the structure, what I want, what I need, what I hope is. Should it be followed by the verb form to do, or doing, or do? Like, should I say, what I want is pass the exam? Or what I want is to pass, or passing the exam. Also, does the same rule apply to the structure, all I want, need, hope, is? Thank you so much for reading this, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys. Awesome.
So
we don't have the student's name, do we, Aubrey? But, you know, next time we'll try our best to have the names of our listeners.
And sometimes on YouTube, sometimes the your username will just be like a letter or something.
Yeah.
You know, usernames on social media are a little tricky. So sometimes we don't know your name with your social media comments. So you could also include your, if you're willing to have your name online or the name you'd like us to read, include it in your comment so that we can give you a shout out. That's so fun.
100%. And speaking of names, I want to make sure I call out some of our listeners who have left us a rating and a review for this podcast. So I'm going to, you know, it's really nice when our listeners take that extra step, Aubrey, to let us know what they think of the show. So they deserve a call out. All right.
Yes, I love that. Let's hear some names.
All right. Sepide Maishayeki from Iran. Marcos from Barcelona. Bahar Ahmadi from Luxembourg. Sarah Gorbani from the UK. Mohamed Vatanzadeh from Iran. Juvenal Santos from Brazil. Wow, guys. Thank you for your ratings and reviews. And Aubrey, what should our listeners do now if they haven't reviewed us yet?
Yes, if you haven't, please leave us a review. This helps people find us, right?
Yes.
And definitely follow the podcast if you're not. So not only leave a review, but make sure you don't miss any of our amazing episodes here at All Ears English.
Yes, love it, love it. So let's get into it. All right, we're going to break it down, Aubrey. Let's go for it. Yeah.
Well, so just a quick note on the grammar here, right? Mm-hmm. Want and need have very similar grammar, but this listener also asked about hope, which does have different grammar. So we'll cover that in a future episode. Again, make sure to follow so you don't miss that.
Yes.
And we're going to dive in today in the grammar, answer her question about what I want and what I need, which is very interesting and high level in itself, just to say what I, and then a verb, right? Natives do this all the time.
Yes, it is really high level, right? It's not something that you've probably seen in your textbook. It's not slang, but it's just a fun, creative way to express yourself.
Yes, the average language learner might just say, I need this, I need that, right?
Yes.
Whereas a native might be like, what I need is.
Yes, so much more interesting. So let's get into some examples.
Okay, so first, there are two ways that the two different options for the grammar. And first is to have it be followed by an infinitive. Mm-hmm. So for both what I want is infinitive, and then what I need is followed by the infinitive. So let's read a couple of examples, Lindsay.
Okay, what I want is to pass the exam.
Yeah. Yes, and your infinitive there is to pass, right?
Yes.
An infinitive in English is to with the verb.
Love it. Here's another. So good. And here's the next one with the infinitive, guys. What I need is to exercise every day. I want to make sure our listeners are writing these down. Guys, write these down. Take notes today. Okay?
Definitely. Yes. And it is the same structure for all I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this listener had asked, and what about all I want is the same? The meaning is slightly different. There's a little bit of a nuanced difference. Like, all I want is this, but it's the same grammar structure. You would say, all I want is to pass the exam. All I want is to exercise every day. Now, keep in mind, because there's a little bit of a nuance different, I would say what I need is to exercise because I don't, you know, or you could say all I want, all I need, but you have
to
think about what's the meaning? Is this really something I need or something I want to do?
Right. Like you might say, oh, the doctor said what I need is to exercise every day, but it's not necessarily something you really want. So you wouldn't say all I want is to exercise
and even need, right? I might say all I need is some chocolate. And really what I mean is all I want.
Yeah, so
exactly. That the all I is really just for things that you want, not necessarily what you need.
Yeah. And that's really, that could be another episode in itself, just that phrase and how to use that to show emotion and desire, right?
Yes, because our intonation really changes, right?
Yes, for clearly, guys. So, you know, make a mark on that. We'll come back to that another day. Make sure you hit follow on All Ears English so you don't miss any of these really good points, these nuances of English, Aubrey.
Yes, exactly. Okay, let's dive into the second way that the grammar can affect this, right?
Yes.
You can use these followed by a noun. So what I want is noun. Or what I need is noun. Let's get into some examples.
Okay. What I want is a hot shower. I could imagine saying this after coming out of a hike, like coming down from a hike, you know, like a camping trip, right?
Or after a mud run. We signed up muddy dash where you're like filthy and muddy after. And I know I'm going to be like, what I want is a hot shower.
Have you ever done the Tough Mudder? I could imagine you doing the Tough Mudder.
No, I haven't. My sister wants it to do it with me and I need to. I think I would love it. I need to do it before I'm so old that I'm like
Right. What is the Tough Mudder? Just so our listeners know, that's kind of a fun little cultural thing.
Yes, it's like an obstacle course and you're doing it in the mud. So it's a lot like the mud run that we're going to do in Phoenix, but I think it's branded as the Tough Mudder and is probably more intense.
Yeah, I know people that are super into that. It is not my thing, but more power
to them.
You're
like getting muddy.
So fun.
funny. So again, same structure here for all I want. Oh, we have one more example that I don't want to skip because I think it's such a fun one. It's what I need is a stiff drink. And we'll use this idiomatically, right? It's not like you really want to go to the bar and have a drink because you are referring to an alcoholic beverage here. But even someone who doesn't drink would say this just if you're having a tough day. Things are not going great. You might be like, what I need is a stiff drink.
A stiff drink. And when you say stiff, you mean strong, right, Aubrey?
Like hard liquor.
Yeah, hard liquor, not
absolutely.
A beer.
Absolutely. Nope, we're not talking about a cider here.
That's hilarious. That's so funny. I love it.
But again, same structure for all I want. The meaning's just slightly different, right? Mm-hmm. All I want is noun. All I want right now are apples, or all I want is an apple. All I need. So just a little bit of a different meaning, same as the other, where it's really what you want, even if you say all I need is rather than what you need.
Love it.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Okay, Aubrey, I think our listeners love it when we show them role plays. You know, exactly how does this get used in the real world in a real conversation?
For sure. And these are definitely useful at work. So we are going to show you in the role play how these could be used in a conversation at work. Lindsay and I are coworkers in this role play.
Okay, here we go. All right. What we want. Sorry. Well, let me start again.
Start over.
Start over. Here we go. What we want is to land this account.
Yes, but we need to make some changes. What the client needs is to feel supported.
I think what they want is to feel heard and understood.
For sure. What we need is better communication.
Yeah. So it's unlikely, as Michelle and I always say in these role plays, it's unlikely you would see this structure three or four times in one conversation.
Right. We're really cramming a few in.
Yeah. It's too much. It's overwhelming. But just for the example sake, guys, you can see how it can be used in a lot of different ways with different vocab, right?
Exactly. Let's break this down. The first thing you said is what we want is to land this account. Could easily, they're very interchangeable. You could also say what we need is to land this account.
Yes, I love that. So we've got the infinitive there, right, Aubrey?
Exactly, right? Followed by the to and the verb land, which you have all for sure heard the noun land, but we also use this verb to mean we want to get an account. We want them to sign up. We want that to be contracted. We say we want to land this account.
I love that. That's a great bonus for our listeners today. Can you think of something else that you might say? Oh, I landed a
job, right? I want to land this job. If you have an interview and you're really excited, you'd say, I've got to land this job, or I've got to land this interview, I would say, meaning before the interview, I need to do well.
Yeah. It's often we use land something when we're given something. We're given some kind of an opportunity, right? Yes. We're chosen for something that we're getting picked.
A presentation, landed. A meeting, right? I Someone need to land me. This.
Yes.
Just means I need to do this well.
Okay, perfect. And then in the second example, actually, you didn't say what, right? You just said, but we need to make some changes. Right?
Yeah, that's a good example of how every time we hear want and need, it's not going to be this grammar structure. It won't always be what we want is. We also would just say, we need to make some changes, right?
So in
but
that case,
later in the sentence, we've got it, right? What the client needs is to feel supported. And there it is again.
Yeah. So you're going to go back and forth, guys, from the textbook way that you're used to saying it to this more creative way.
Yeah,
and
we use both.
Uh-huh. And then what did I say?
And then you said, I think what they want is to feel heard and understood. And this is interesting because sometimes, depending on the context, you wouldn't say need. It wouldn't make as much sense to say, I think what they need is to, you are literally talking about what you feel they want. They have had this conscious thought of, okay, what we want is to feel understood.
Yes, I love that. And I think also this structure, what they want is when we're thinking a lot about the person's inner, like what's going on inside with them. We're like zooming in on that person, that group, those people, that team. What do they need? Right? What they need is, what they want is, right? It's like something about feeling into needs and wants.
It's a very high level skill to think about this, right? If you're in sales, you are much more likely to be successful if you are doing this. If you're discovering what's the need that needs filled, what's lacking, how can I solve that problem?
I find salespeople very interesting. You know, that extra level of emotional intelligence they have, how good they are at talking to people. It's really fascinating.
It's true.
Yeah, it's really cool. All right. So what else, Aubrey?
So then you said, I think what they want is to feel heard. And the last one, what we need is better communication. So again, even though it's separated by that adjective, better is communication is still our noun. So don't let yourself get thrown off. Still think about what's really next, a noun, even if it's a noun with an adjective modifying it, right? What we need is communication.
Yes.
Better communication.
Better communication. So good. All right, Aubrey, what should we leave our listeners with today? I love that we did a grammar episode for our listeners today.
Yes, so interesting, right? And this is difficult high-level grammar to know whether to use an infinitive or a conjugated verb after these. But today's tips really simplify this, so you can take these two phrases and use them at work. Use them with your friends to sound native and natural. Mm-hmm. Definitely don't shy away from these.
Yeah, guys, don't be afraid to use something that you haven't seen in your textbook in terms of grammar. Try something new. Be more interesting. Have two or three ways grammatically to say the same thing, right? That's where we're trying to get you to that 99% fluency level. That is 99% fluent when you can say the same thing, Aubrey, in three
multiple or four ways.
Different ways grammatically.
Yes. Yeah. And recognize some of you might be thinking, but wait, is this too informal for work? No, right? No. We're actually often quite informal at work. So you have the textbook more formal way of saying it.
Yeah.
Even at work, even in a job interview, natives will say it this way, right?
Yeah.
It does sound a little more informal, but only in a way that makes you sound more natural and not in a way that makes you sound too informal.
Yeah, I think it's expressive and natural. It's not rude. It's not informal in a way of being rude. It's just expressive and natural and native, guys. So good.
Exactly.
All right. So, guys, if you want more grammar episodes, we are trying to do a few more grammar episodes this fall, right, Aubrey? So go ahead and hit follow to make sure you don't miss a single one. All right,
awesome.
Aubrey, thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll talk to you very soon.
Thanks, Lindsay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.